This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Catholic bishops have overwhelmingly approved the drafting of a so-called teaching document many of them hope will rebuke Catholic politicians, including President Joe Biden, for receiving communion despite their support for abortion rights. The 168-55 vote was announced Friday near the end of a virtual three-day meeting of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Supporters say a strong rebuke of Biden is needed because of his recent actions protecting and expanding abortion access. Opponents warn such action would portray the bishops as being partisan during a time of bitter political divisions. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is marking another milestone in his quest to bring the COVID-19 pandemic under control. The White House says Biden will announce Friday that 300 million COVID-19 shots have been administered in the 150 days since he took office on January 20th. But as Biden marks a new milestone, he's at risk of failing to meet another. His self-imposed target to have 70% of Americans at least partially vaccinated by July 4th. U.S. health officials said Thursday about 65% have had one dose. Taliban said Friday its leaders already had conveyed to Turkey their opposition to any foreign troops remaining in Afghanistan after the U.S. and NATO forces leave their war-torn country by a September 11th deadline. U.S. officials said President Joe Biden and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed earlier this week Turkey would continue providing security at the international airport in Kabul, the Afghan capital, following the troop pullout. But a Taliban spokesman tells VOA guarding the airports and other locations in the country is the responsibility of Afghans and will not allow it to be defended by Turkey or any other country. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.